Good day, everyone. We're looking at Psalm 127 today. Actually, today I'm in Toronto, and I'll be here this week having meetings. So I may not be able to give a video every day, but when I can, I will. So today we're on Psalm 127. It's continuing on in the Song of Ascent, or the Song of Degrees. This is the eighth one in that series. And in some of our Bibles, if you have a King James Bible, perhaps, as far as the inscription or the heading, it may have a Song of Degrees for Solomon. But Bible scholars question that, if it was actually indeed of Solomon. In fact, it's thought that this psalm was written in connection with the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem and the temple after the Babylonian captivity. So I'll just read it through and then I'll make a few brief comments. It's pretty straightforward and it's only five verses. And you'll remember the Song of Degrees or the Song of Ascents were to be sung as the children of Israel went up to Jerusalem for the holy worship days. But this may be written in view of the rebuilding of the city and of the temple. So it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. You know, of course, the idea here is that when the children of Israel were, or the Jews actually, were rebuilding the temple, the second temple, you see it in the book of Nehemiah, when they were rebuilding the city and the wall, actually. But earlier, under Zerubbabel, when they were rebuilding the temple, the same idea, how the enemy was scoffing and mocking them and trying to undermine that work. And so they were working under great pressure. And with the building of the wall in the city, in Nehemiah's time later, they would have a sword in one hand and the trowel in the other. But they had cast themselves on the Lord, that the Lord would help them. The Lord would be the builder of the city. And that's the emphasis here. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Of course, that's a universal truth for us as Christians. We can apply it to ourselves. We can apply it when we say, unless the Lord builds the house, we can apply it to our own homes. Although I don't believe that the family home is in view here, but we can make the application, or we can apply it to our local assemblies. You know, we can labor and labor and labor, but unless it's the Lord working, it's in vain. And this comes out in verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early and go to late rest. In other words, we work from morning to midnight, yet the Lord is not with you in doing it. Eating the bread of anxious toil, it says, I'm reading from the ESV here, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Sleep is our portion. We have to have our proper rest and so on. And you can burn the candle at both ends, but it's in vain anyway if it's not the Lord that's helping you do the labor and do the work. And so we need the Lord in all of our efforts, whether it's in our local assemblies, whether it's in our homes. We need the Lord's help for sure. And, you know, it's hard to build, okay? And it can take years to build. But with the Lord's help and the Lord helping us, we can build our homes, we can build our assemblies. We can help the church generally. And it's hard work. But you know this? It's very easy to destroy and to tear down. What takes years to build up can be destroyed in a matter of days or even hours. And haven't we seen this? You know, an assembly has been built up through the labors of many. And then in a brief span of time, through conflict, inner strife, or so on, it's destroyed, it's scattered. It's such a shame. And so we should keep that in mind. That in from the beginning to end, that we are relying on the Lord. And then the psalmist turns to children. In verse 3, behold, the children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. In other words, of course, for the Jews, the bigger the families, the better it was for them as they built their population back up. You know, when they came back, I think there was only about 60,000 that returned from Persia, and so they were few. And so the idea here is to build their families and to have children. Of course, in the day which we live, the family, the whole thing of family, is of course under question in the world generally. Well, we'll let the world be the world. You know, the world will do what the world does. But for the believer, the general rule is that we go forth and multiply, that we are fruitful. Now, I don't say this of in any legal way. Everybody's situation is different, you know, as far as your family size, and some can't have children, and there's all sorts of varying things. And so I'm not saying anything along legalistic lines, but it's a general rule. The Lord's plan for us would be to have children. And you can see today in Western society where we've moved away from our biblical foundations, that the size of the families are getting smaller and smaller, and especially, for example, in Western Europe, where they're hardly having any children at all, practically. And so that's, humanly speaking, that's the end of a society when we get to that point. That's not God's will. And I'm just speaking generally now. As I say, everybody's situation is different and so on. But the general thought from the Word of God, we get verse 3 here. Behold, the children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. And again, we think of the idea of abortion, where people do abortions just for convenience, because they want to live a certain lifestyle and so on. You know, when the ch child could be born and be given up to a family who's looking for a child in adoption, it's such a wickedness, and really is an affront to God. And again, here we have it, verse 3. Behold, the children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb. God has given them to us, and it's our responsibility to bring them up for Him, but we need His help. And we do it in vain without His help. And may the Lord just bless you today. It's just a brief psalm, just these few general remarks. It's pretty straightforward. And may the Lord help you as you labor for Him and work for Him, that He will be along your side, helping you in your labors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.